The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We believe that they equate government and law enforcement fascism and those who support it with Nazis. They believe that law enforcement is the oppressor and they're associated with the Nazi movement. They placed a Gadsden flag, which is a don't tread on me yellow flag, on the body of Officer Beck. They also threw a swastika on top of his body.
A message of hate, sadly, taking the lives of two innocent cops simply eating lunch. Both leave behind families, and then another innocent bystander gunned down as well. A freaky, messed up couple and their actions destroying the lives of so many. It's an angry world sometimes, and this may be one of the worst. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we flip open the gates, and we're going to talk about a lot of things in this hour of America Tonight. Including, I'm going to introduce you to a really interesting man that I'm going to tell you about here in just a second. But before we go there, it is a very, very sad tale. There is nothing that can justify this homicidal rage. Jared and Amanda Miller, two police officers, shortly before 11:30, simply eating lunch, are gunned down. One has a swastika and a don't tread on me flag that you just heard described there by the sheriff in Vegas on his body, wrapped on his body. Then they went to the Walmart, which was close nearby, and they shot somebody else to death, then decided to hole up as the cops pressed down on them. Eventually, Amanda Miller shooting her husband, then herself. The public is in Vegas is horrified, and elsewhere as this boomerangs across the country. How can this be? How can someone be so demented, so sick in the head that they would do this? How do you get to this stage, especially sadly, when they're proclaiming things about fighting for freedom and they would rather live on their knees, as you know, they would rather die for fighting for freedom than live on their knees as a slave and to stop the oppression and the fear that can only be accomplished with bloodshed. This was a lot of the social media postings that they threw out there. And this is anti-government rhetoric, pro-gun beliefs to the 100th degree. But to me, what is so sad is to then lump that into the rest of us that believe in the Second Amendment and who are not for big government, but certainly would never, ever think of doing something so heinous and hopefully never lose our minds this way. Because what about the people left behind? How about the wives and the children, the young children who for some demented, because two people are demented and so far out of their skulls, have lost their father. What does that do? What does that say about anything? And these two police officers had no tie to this couple, other than they were just at the wrong place. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. We talk about being worried about sleeper cells or American jihadists that decide to join the crazy Islamic jihadist revolution. And now you have something else going on. And let's hope this is just two errant nutballs. I hope it is. Because I also think it's awful because that lumps them into a ball with other people who may have feelings that are rational about not a big government, that are rational about gun rights. But not Jared Miller's rants, the dawn of a new day. May all of our coming sacrifices be worth it. The morning before they left home with a shopping cart of weapons and 100 rounds of ammunition, they warned their neighbors of what their intentions were. They said, we got to do what we got to do. But not specifically saying what. At one point, even hugging one of the neighbors and saying, I am so sorry. They weren't worried that these two were going to do that. They weren't worried that that was going to happen. They were not shy, according to neighbors, about sharing their rants or thoughts because they spewed a lot of their opinions out and about. But they certainly never said that they were going to try to commit or plan some kind of shooting of police officers. They were handing out propaganda, though, and they were talking about doing the next Columbine. So does this go to what the neighbors could have done? Could the neighbors have done anything to stop them? You know, we keep talking about these red flags. When you see a red flag, knock it down, help somebody. Jared Miller, the husband, had a wild past, a long record of arrests, convictions, drug offenses that went all the way back to teen years, 2007. So very strange, sad things connecting, intersecting these lives. I think it's terrible, more than terrible. There are no words that really can reach out to the families. The fact that they would not only shoot these two cops, just murder them, but then to wrap a flag around one of them is just despicable. All right, you want to talk about anger of a different sort. Republicans and Democrats are furious that at least 90 in the administration, 90 people that is, knew of what was happening in the Bo Bergdahl deal, knew that the trade was going to be made. This could be the biggest stain on the Obama administration in the end. Public opposition to the exchange for Bo Bergdahl has more, I think, at this point to do in the minds of many, the mishandling of the transfer than anything else. A poll was taken, USA Today Pew Research poll, so forget about the politics, you can pull it out of that. The poll showed that 43% of Americans say it was wrong for the Prez to make the deal, compared with 34% who say it was the right thing to do. Where do you fall? 30% of those surveyed said they had a strong, strong opinion of Bergdahl, whose decision to leave his post in 2009 and captured by the Taliban is under investigation. He could face a court-martial. In fact, I'd be surprised if he is not court-martialed in the end. It does make you do a double take when you think of how many people were aware of what was going on. He could face, this certainly will be a big investigation, and for being AWOL or deserting, court-martial would be at the end of that. And that's not shocking. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to a man who has plenty of thoughts about Bo Bergdahl as he just watched his son graduate from West Point, Dennis Mansfield. And he's got a book out called Benghazi and Beyond. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Amanda and Jared Miller and what happened in Las Vegas, just terrible. Or Bo Bergdahl, you can certainly do that. The guy who I think is going to be just tried for being a deserter, and then it goes back to that complete overreach by the administration and the price that they'll pay for that. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Do you agree with the poll? Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I'm pretty much speechless. Every time I call, you're twirling around a poll. But this Bergdahl and this other, that guy, he's going to get court-martialed. And then we're going to turn around. And I want to see a talk screen on these people that did this cop killing. There's something wrong there. Terribly, terribly wrong.
Yeah, that's what I think. I agree with you. I think they were out of their minds on something. It seems to me, because it doesn't. You can have rage. You can have rage in your heart about certain things. But what they did, just going right up to those officers in that pizza place, that was just random.
Well, that's a their inhibitions were just running wild, and they've got a lot of rage for some reason.
Right, right.
And if he's been put in jail for drugs and all that kind of stuff, he's, like I say, I want to see a talk screen on these knuckleheads.
I agree. In their 20s doing that. And I'll tell you, you look at there's a photograph of them, Pete, and they just look like normal kids, you know, that you might just run into somewhere in a bank line or something.
The only person I've ever seen that looks like a killer has been Manson. Everybody else looks sane.
But, yeah.
No, these people, why would you react or act out your inhibitions like that? You don't do that when you're sane. You just don't do it. And yeah, the neighbor should have said something. And taken the propaganda to the cops and say, here's what's going on. And, you know, they'd have checked in on them. They'd have checked it out. The cops have.
Yeah, I agree.
So here we
are. I agree. Yeah, I agree. If it's really outrageous, crazy, I mean, people can make statements, and I'm all for freedom of speech, and so are you, I know. But you just know when something's not right. I think you do know. I think you know, especially if it's really out there, then I think you can get a feeling about it. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe they really kind of buried it and people just kind of blew it off. Or more importantly, maybe what the neighbors did is, I didn't want to get involved. You know, they seem off. I'm just not going to get involved in this, so I'm just going to not say anything.
And they everybody's so wound up in their own little world. Like I say, they're little boxes, like I've always said. They watch a box. They have a phone box, drive a box. You know, it's a George Carlin thing. There's no social interaction anymore.
Yeah, boy, that certainly says something, doesn't it, Pete? I agree with you. It's the box world.
But that, and this, can we get a do-over on the Bird Dog? Can we get our five guys back? You know, I mean, this is crazy. There's a lot of people that need to go to jail over that. And, It's just amazing what these people have done to our nation. We're getting soft. We really are. And it's going to take a quite an event to get the card hearted.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I agree, Pete. Other people hear you say it and they might be like, what are you talking about? But I agree. I think that we have gotten to the point, thanks, Pete, where we have gone to a place that's way too soft. You know, there has to be a balance in there somewhere. If you go back in our history and you can see it, you can see the ebb and the flow of that. And if you're perceived in any way as weak and vulnerable, that's when somebody can sweep in and take advantage of that. And I think we're starting to see it. You know, whether you're for peace, listen, we want to coexist. We want peace. We don't want problems. Why were there nuke buildups in the first place? Why did all of that happen? Why did we go to war? The first two world wars, especially, why? There were reasons for events that have happened over time. And part of that is also the show of strength is necessary. Even if it's something you don't want to happen, the worst thing that could happen is you could be overrun because there's a perceived weakness or going soft, as Pete would say. And he makes another good point about living in the box. Living in the box. Gone are some of the days where you had the pleasantries. I don't think for my world, because I don't choose to do that, but I think a lot of people are doing that, where it is so much the antisocial. You grow up and you're not interacting. In a lot of cases, a lot of people aren't interacting the way they used to interact. So where's that sense of community? I know it exists. I know it's out there. But we're losing some of that. We're losing that fabric, the humanity. That's what starts to get torn away. So you could see how that could happen. The people, neighbors, sort of know them, know the couple, have had conversations with them. They hand them crazy wildflyers and say they're going to pull off a Columbine. We are going to do a Columbine. We're so sorry. We're going to do a Columbine. At some point, someone has to take something seriously, And if they're talking about revolution, it's just not some upset conversation, then is there an obligation to say something to somebody? Could possibly they have investigated them and ended this? They were walking around dressed up like the Batman or Joker. They did this a lot. They dressed up as villains, which doesn't mean anything in itself. It could be a whole Comic-Con thing. Anybody could say they have just a weird thing about the comics. But the things that they were saying, and now the neighbors are verifying it. The one neighbor said she never believed that they would actually act on any of their talk of revolution. That never thought that would happen. And the parents of Amanda Miller could not believe that their daughter did this. They called the one neighbor to ask if it was even true. Is that their daughter? And now the one neighbor is saying, who they're announcing her name, Fielder, that she feels hurt and disgusted and that she has to live with it on her shoulders. And she's saying, this is her quote as to what Pete is saying. I should have called the cops, but I did not know they were going to do this. I should have called the cops, but I did not know that they were going to do it. They even believe the sheriff in Las Vegas, Nick Mayhill is his name, he said that the police believe that the Millers might have even moved in with this neighbor in the last couple of weeks because their own apartment had become unsanitary. So something was wrong in their apartment. And their posts on Facebook threatened violence, and there was, they were saying things on sites about standing up against tyranny and all that kind of stuff, and that they were starting a revolution. So there were signs of things that were ignored, and this neighbor is saying it. This neighbor is saying she wished that she had done that. And maybe there's sort of a lesson in that, into paying close attention, not being a nosy neighbor, but being concerned, especially if people are bringing you into that. If they're bringing you into it, then that's a little bit different than you snooping around. That's certainly not the same thing. Awful. Coming up next, we're going to introduce you to Dennis Mansfield. You're going to love this guy. He's going to talk about Bergdahl and a couple of other things as well, including his thoughts on Benghazi, West Point, and a few other gems along the way. Hang with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, in our virtual green room, we have an author, speaker, and politico, I'm going to call him, Dennis Mansfield, joins us. Dennis, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, it's an honor to be with you, and I'm very, very thankful, especially during this crazy political time that we've got in military time.
Boy, no kidding. We're going to talk about your latest book, Benghazi and Beyond, in a couple of minutes. But, you know, speaking of Benghazi, Hillary Clinton today, you know, is doing her whole book tour thing, and she talked about Benghazi especially as the reason why she would consider running, because somebody asked her a question about, you know, would you take that under consideration, why run, and then you'll get nailed with this, or would this bother you, and she's like, no, this is exactly the reason why I would run. What was your take, what's your take on Hillary and whether or not Benghazi would really stick to her if she does run, which we all think she is, let's face it, unless something happens.
Sure. Well, you know, Kate, I've been involved in politics for over 30 years. I had the honor of being involved sort of from the conservative bent, working with Proposition 13 in California in 1978, all the way up to helping run Raul Labrador's race for U.S. Congress. Labrador's become a firebrand for the conservatives, and I've got to tell you, when I look at the Clinton-esque approach to politics, it did not surprise me one bit that she led on this thing, because it's so Clintonian. To take the negative and turn it into something now that months from now or a year from now can say, oh, we've already covered that. We led with that. And so whenever I see Hillary speaking as she speaks about issues like this, there's nothing of a genuine thoughtful public policy analysis. It's always the political spin. And so when I heard that today, I thought, okay, all right. Bill Cosby used to say years and years ago when he did a stand-up routine that turning into a slide on the ice is like throwing your face into a punch. And I have a feeling that that's what she's done. She just does not yet know it.
Yes, I agree with you. I love the way you put it. But absolutely, I have to borrow that same saying from Mr. Cosby. But, yeah, I thought it was crazy. When I first saw it, I was somewhere and somebody pinged it to me or something. And I looked at it and I thought, I must be misunderstanding this, or maybe I haven't had my coffee or something. But I didn't. I was like, oh, no. She stepped right into it there. There's no question about it. Okay, the other thing that, of course, is the water cooler buzz is Bo Bergdahl and the things that happened there, no notification to Congress, all that kind of stuff. And there's like it's a big polarizing factor in this country, a lot of it along political lines, but not all of it along political lines. Your take on that situation?
You know, Kate, you've nailed it there, because it's not all along political lines. I'm on the phone with you from Idaho, Bergdahl's home state. I know people who know him here in the state. The state's only 1.3 million people, so it's a part of a neighborhood of a large cosmopolitan, you know, city in any other state. So the idea of being removed from Bergdahl or his family isn't, you know, being so close to him and not being able to understand the thinking patterns of that particular part of the state is not alien to us. So, you know, first off, it was very strange. He came from a homeschool community, as many of the listeners can remember, came from a Calvinist homeschool community. If any of you who have evangelical Protestant background understand, there's a certain arrogance about that whole idea of Calvinism at times. And I hate to upset any of our listeners who are themselves dyed-in-the-wool Calvinists, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's knowing it all, knowing that you're predestined to do X, Y, and Z in eternity or here on earth, creates a mindset of, I think, arrogance among a lot of religious-oriented people. I happen to be an evangelical. I was raised a Catholic. So I'm not speaking from a position of not understanding. I've also been a pioneer homeschooler. So coming from all of that, I look at it and I say to myself, what kind of a witch's brew did these people grow their children up in here in Idaho? And what was the situation that would create a young man who would, swear allegiance as I did 40 years ago into the United States Army, as my son did just last Wednesday when he became a second lieutenant in the United States Army upon his graduation from West Point? What would cause somebody like that to turn his back, not just on the Army, not just on the nation, but on his troop, his fellow soldiers that were with him in the foxholes, that were with him at that forward operating base? And I've got to believe, this is a theory that I haven't heard much of, but I've got to believe, A, he had so bought into the religious weirdness that he was immersed in, taking his fundamentalism over to the extreme, or B, that he was smoking hash. I kid you not. The reality of the drug addiction community in Afghanistan and in that particular area of Afghanistan, even the villagers said that he walked as if he was in a haze.
Mm.
So whether he had a mental breakdown, whether he succumbed to his ultra fundamentalist Islamic perspective, or whether he was drugged out, the reality was he left. He left his post. And I think most Americans get that. They understand that. Civilians don't quite get the severity of what he did, but those with military background do get that what he did, if it doesn't warrant the death penalty, it certainly warrants an incredible court-martial and prosecution for hard labor. I think there's a technical term for it, but I think he's royally screwed.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. Do you think it was a ridiculous thing to do the 5-for-1 deal and not give the 30 days to Congress and let them hash it out?
You know, because over the years I've had the honor of running different men and women for office in U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate and others, I can tell you right now that it was both clearly not the intent of the law what President Obama did. And those men and women, Lindsey Graham, Dianne Feinstein, others who have just taken direct offense at what the president did, I believe party aside, political persuasion aside, they're representing America in our own national offense to what President Obama did do. And I believe that up to now, and again, I don't know Barack Obama. I've had a meal with him. My son shook his hand at graduation last week at West Point. I mean, no way can I say, well, this is what his intent was. But I will say this, that having lived through the Richard Nixon near impeachment, having been politically active during the Bill Clinton impeachment, both the House and then the trial in the Senate, I think that if Barack Obama had an attitude of arrogance on this issue with regard to that, to putting Americans back in harm's way based on the release of combatants, back in and aiding and abetting the enemy inadvertently to that, he is going to face a firestorm that he has never faced before, and I think rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing that certainly in the talkosphere. There's no question about that. So let's talk about Benghazi and beyond and your character, Isaac Jones, a major in the Army. Tell us all about him and how this came about.
Well, you know, I became an accidental author about 3 years ago. The tragedy of my own oldest son passing away caused me, through my publisher, Simon & Schuster, to write a book called Beautiful Nate. As a result of that, it was well received, and it was obviously a nonfiction book. But I thought, you know, as I'm writing books, wouldn't it be great to tap into the heartbeat of a nation that feels like it's losing its sons and daughters? I lost my son. I thought, wait a minute. If we could be able to communicate that in a way that would say the ridiculousness of Benghazi, the absolute political foolishness that was involved in it, what would every American want to do? And really, it was Quentin Tarantino's book or movie, Inglourious Basterds, that made me relive the moment in that movie when they were able to successfully assassinate Adolf Hitler. But I thought every freedom-loving person that had an awareness of World War II would say, yes, that's what needed to be done, not out of vengeance, but out of justice. So I said, what about creating a character from my own West Point background? I was class of 78, my son's background, class of 14, and all the men and women who had gone to West Point, graduated or were ex-cadets, and develop that character, Isaac Jones, into someone who could do the duty that would take care of the very people who had most set our nation on edge. It starts out with the attack. It goes through fighting the people, and then ultimately shows the sort of airborne ranger major in the United States Army who lives a life that most of us would want to live. It's not tawdry. It's not edgy. It's masculine. It's tough. It's the reality that when there's a problem, we need a solution. We don't need a diplomat. And so Isaac Jones rises to that level in it, certainly under accountability, certainly with the direction of our nation, to take out some pretty rugged people. If you can imagine Ian Fleming thinking about a United States Army officer who could do the things that led up to a James Bond, this would be the predecessor. A man before he gets into, say, the CIA or the FBI. And I tell you, I wrote the book, but I could not help that my co-author, Ryan Pacheco, who's a police detective, I could not help but look at this story and say, this is the kind of man we need. This is the kind of man or woman who would serve our nation and serve it well.
Dennis, can you hang through for a second with us?
Be honored to.
All right, hang on. We're going to be back with more with Dennis Mansfield. Interesting stuff. Stay here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, we continue our conversation with Dennis Mansfield, of course, and we're talking about his book, Benghazi and Beyond, and the main character in the book and what the book's about and all that kind of stuff. And Dennis, one of the things that you mentioned is that your son just graduated from West Point just this year.
Yes.
And you were a West Point graduate in 1978. How cool is that? I mean, really, this conversation is, I could talk to you all day about West Point. I've been there several times. And if things had gone differently for me, who knows, maybe I would have gone to West Point. Well, first of all, what was it like for you in 78?
Well, thank you for even asking. I had the joy of going to West Point for 2 years, and I had a family tragedy that took me out and did not allow me to graduate. But my class, I was president of my class at West Point, but my class brought me in as a non-degreed member of the class. So from graduation in 78 all the way to even this May, I had the honor of leading my class, helping my class, being a part of it, and really seeing in my own son's life, as he did complete the 4 years, the joy of service to our country. And I've got to tell you, Kate, you know, because you've been to West Point, what it's like to walk on sacred ground. I think it's the closest thing we have in America, the sacred ground.
Boy, I so agree with that. And to see that, to see your son do that, when he was a kid, did he talk to you a lot about West Point? Did he, was this something he always wanted to do?
Well, you know, it was kind of fun because my class asked me to be the keynote speaker at our 20th class reunion. And so I was very honored to do that. My son was 6 or 7 years old at the time, and my bride Susan and I and our daughter Meg traveled there, and I gave the keynote speech, and I did not know that it was rubbing off on this little first grader. And I remember I took a picture of him wearing a shirt that said Small Soldiers, which was a movie that had come out many years ago. And he stood there saluting, as a little six-year-old, saluting in front of Washington Hall on the plane at West Point. And that picture, years later, he rediscovered it, and he posted it because it was at that moment that that little boy saw a vision, not just for himself, but for assisting others, being a part of a greater cause, being a part of the nation. And he set his eyes on West Point. And I got to tell you, it surprised even me. I mean, I wanted to go to West Point. I wanted to stay. Had the family tragedy that took me out. But I never wanted my children to go there to fulfill something that I had not finished. He did it on his own. And I remember the day after, he had been there 2 years plus one day, and he called me. And he said, Dad, I want to thank you for your service to West Point. I'm standing on your shoulders, and I'm going to complete this for my own sake and for the future. But I want to tell you thank you for what you did. It was it brought me to tears.
Yeah, what a great sentiment. What's next for him?
He chose air defense artillery, which means that if it flies, it dies. He is going to be a part of the El Paso, Fort Bliss. He's probably 0.5% body fat, 6'4", and he knows what he's doing. And so as we were able to see the hats go up in the air on graduation day, I literally was able to see my son in the 1,035 graduates of West Point. I saw him throw his hat in the air, and the look of utter joy of, I did it, was all over him. Now, he's in Australia right now, walking across the continent on with one of his classmates for graduation leave. And he said, Dad, if I can get through West Point, I can walk across Australia.
Yeah, no problem.
This guy is Isaac Jones.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I may have written about Isaac Jones, but I guess I gave birth to Isaac Jones for Benghazi and beyond.
I love that. And we'd be remiss not to mention Beautiful Nate. What a great book. I read the book, Dennis, and it's just, I mean, I think the book really has lessons for other people, and maybe that's part of the wisdom you were sharing and tried to reach out to other people. I could be wrong, but Beautiful Nate is just terrific. Tell people about Nate and how special he was and how sad, his life ended way too short.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Nate was Susan's and my firstborn child, born in 1981, born just after John Lennon was assassinated in December of 80. Double Fantasy was Lennon's last album, and on that album, he had a song called Beautiful Boy about Sean Lennon, tender song that really permeated the raising of my son, born in 81, Nate. He wonderfully, wickedly, terrific sense of humor, great athlete, fantastic soccer player, baseball. Give him a ball, he scored no matter what. When he was in high school, we saw attention deficit disorder, ADD sort of symptoms, and we never paid attention. I mean, you'd think we would know. I mean, we're college educated. My wife and I, but for some reason, we just didn't get it. And as evangelicals, the world, for those who aren't involved in that, there's this sort of negative thing about taking drugs to help your kids. It ought to be done natural, whatever. But I think we sort of bought into that lie. What I didn't realize was that Nate needed normalcy. And so he began smoking weed. I did not know any about his drug. It brought him to a level of normalcy. But the problem with that is it also opened the door. They talk about a gateway. This was a thoroughfare gateway. He ended up taking opiates, ultimately to a series of very bad decisions on his part. Ended up becoming addicted to heroin. And then he took the heroin, and then the heroin took him. His life from age 23, 24 up to about 26 was hellish for all of us. He went to jail, then went to prison. The whole time, here I am, this evangelical, pro-life, political person who knows it all, right? He's right. Telling everybody else how to live their lives. Focus on the family, Christian Coalition, whatever. And yet, ultimately, I didn't know how to handle it.
Mm.
It was, Kate, I wish I had a real simple formulaic response, which is really what those in the community of faith often have. And I don't speak poorly of the community of faith. I just speak poorly of the formulaic expressions.
Right.
And I was chief, you know, promoter of those. And what I realized was that in Nate's case, once he went to jail, once he went to prison, he wasn't clean and sober. He was just without drugs. And there's a far different case to be Celebrate Recovery, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. They nail it down about how to deal with, through a community of people that are assisting you, how to deal with your addictions, which I firmly support and agree with. In Nate's case, he white-knuckled it, ultimately did get off of the drugs, and then hurt his back. Working for a company, hurt his back, and the doctor prescribed to him Oxycontin. And the Oxycontin killed him in his sleep with a heart attack at age 27.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I can barely even say those words without, after 5 years even, hearing the sigh in my own voice of the deep loss. He was an amazing young man who helped, even in his teens, run races for people, for state assembly and state senate, and involved in U.S. congressional races. A brilliant young man. And I write about not just him as a memoir, from my perspective, but to give those people, those moms and dads who are living right now fear-based, child-centered lives, a chance to say, wait, stop, drop, and think through what you're doing. The world needs adults. They don't need you to raise children.
Wow, so well said. And obviously you've seen that, and I'm sure you get an avalanche of mail from people talking about the book and the impact and whatnot. And it's great that you were able to pull that together, because I think that book's helped a lot of people. What a terrific time we spent with you here on America Tonight. We really went through a lot of different things. Dennis, we'd love to have you back on. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. We appreciate it. Susan and I just really appreciate the hard work you're doing to keep people connected. Kate, you do a great job.
Thanks, Dennis. And I want to tell everybody, Benghazi and Beyond, Beautiful Nate, you can pick them up at Amazon.com. Thanks.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.